Looking forward to Blessed. Believe me, I'm a little woozy. I'm a little woozy. If you have tickets for next week's live shows, don't forget your video camera or your Polaroid or whatever kind of camera you want to bring. I don't mind taking pictures, but let me give you this one little warning. Don't mind me if you were ever having a conversation and I suddenly get a faraway look in my eye. Don't mind me. It's not that I'm being rude. It's just that I'm hearing the voices. Yes, I'm reliving the days when the name of my uniforms in Greece with Ellie. But everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Crying Tree, 1967. We were marching along a deserted trail. All my men dog-tired from a month and a half behind enemy lines. Hip, 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 you be up, you be up, right left, you be up, right left, you be up, right left. I don't know, but I've been told. The Eskimo coon is mighty cold, you be up, you be up, you be up, right left. That's when one of the men came up and said, sir. I said, what is it, Fibish? He said, sir, up ahead, you don't mind my saying, sir, when I was here on my first tour of duty, I remember there was a house of ill repute right up in the next village here. A massive hooch. 3 stories high. 16, 17 girls in there, sir. We've been out. I said, I get you drift. You want to stop there, don't you? He said, please, sir. I was talking to Shapiro and Robinson. They say they'll keep guard while we're inside, and then we'll keep guard while they're inside. I said, the men deserve a break. They've been fighting hard and long. All right, we'll stop at Madam Ming's. Peters! He said, yes, sir. I said, Peters, you run back to base. You tell him we'll be 3 hours late. You got that? It's about 4 clicks back to base. You go back there, and then you come back here if you want to, all right? He said, yes, sir. I said, all right, man, we're heading for Madam Ming's. Did you want your little bottom docker? I got there. I rapped on the door of the hooch with the butt of my M16. Madam Ming opened the door. She said, many soldiers come for fun. I said, yes, you Madam Ming? She said, I'm Madam Ming. She said, how many men do you have? I said, let me see. I looked over the crowd. I said, yeah, I got 33. I had 32 without Peters. She said, well, then why you come here? I said, no, you don't understand. Never mind. We've come here for slices, lady. Slices. Well, the men went inside and walked. Nearly they was tearing up. Everywhere you look, I mean, these guys with DSB, I mean, they were just like, whoa. I was leaning back with a camel hanging out of my mouth, getting a snarl and gnarling there. When all of a sudden, RPG at the hooch. I didn't want to do it. Most of the men hadn't had their slices. When I saw the enemy soldiers running inside and our guys coming out the back door, I hefted that RPG to my shoulder and I said, well, the place went up in flames. Killed all the enemy. All our guys got out with not more than flesh wounds. and one girl survived. One survived. They sent a truck from the base, and we all got on board the truck. And
she said, "You want number one boom boom way back?"
I said, "Lady, there's 32 of us."
She said, "Number one boom boom." I said, "All right."
We've been out so long, I didn't mind being number 29. Yeah, we got there. We gave her a free pass for the mess hall. We said, "Hey, she had a fistful of dollars. So why don't you go get something to eat?" Should have seen her get out of the truck. When she walked away, it was kind of like,
"It's the Best of Grease Man Show." On DC 101.